We have youth retreats within our fellowship twice a year in the wintertime and the summertime. And I'm trying to remember now, I should have looked this up, how many years we've been doing this for now. I feel like it's about 4 years. Is that about right? But I wasn't at the first one, so I guess maybe this is the third year that I've been here. I'm really excited to be here. There's been a lot of prayer and preparation that has gone into this retreat, and I'm really excited to be here with all of you. I know that the Lord is going to do something. There's a lot of people praying, and there's a lot of people who are looking this way in faith for all of us, that we can touch the Lord, that we can have a transformation in our life, and that God can be a little bit closer to us. He wants to get an awful lot more than just a little bit closer to us. Sometimes we don't let Him. But I want to encourage everybody here, especially those who are here specifically for the youth retreat. This is the beginning. I usually say this, and I like to do this. This is the beginning. We're just starting off for this retreat this year. You need to make a choice. You can make a choice that you're here because you want to have fun. Now, that's good. I have nothing against fun. I happen to like fun versus the alternative. But you can decide that you're here specifically for the purpose of having fun and being here with friends. Or you can decide that right now, right from the beginning, you are going to try and meet God in a way that you haven't before. You're going to try and grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what He wants for you. He wants you to grow closer to a relationship with Him. One of the things that we're going to talk about tonight specifically has to do with the personal nature that we have with the relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus is a personal Savior. And Madison, I apologize if this is the second time you're hearing this. But I did a little bit of this talk at a different time. But God really wants us to have a very personal relationship. In the same way that you can have a friend that you look at and you talk to and you have a relationship, that is what God has designed us for. The title of our retreat this year is Created for Significance. Created for Significance. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background about why that's the name that we chose as the title for this weekend, and what it is that we're going to talk about, and how all of the talks are hopefully going to all bind together and it's going to make sense in a cohesive way. We're praying that it makes sense in a cohesive way. Only you can tell me if that's the case. But let's get started. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to sing number 123 with you, More Abundantly. That is what God has called us to, a more abundant life. He hasn't called us to just kind of limp along. He hasn't called us to duty. We're going to talk about the difference between duty and relationship. That's not what God's called us to. He's called us to an abundant, transforming life. And the question that you've got to answer for yourselves is that something that you want to? Or are you just okay with checking the box, going to Sunday, reading your Bible, praying? You know, are you just sending up flares when you pray? Or are you praying in such a way that you're trying to talk to a specific person? All these questions you need to answer for yourself. God wants to know you. He wants to get closer to you. But the question is, will you let Him? Number 123. Are you trusting Jesus all along the way? Does He grow more precious to your heart each day? Are you His disciple? Test His word and see. He will give the Spirit more abundantly. More abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life. And more abundantly, more abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life
Come to him believing, hearken to his call, all from him receiving, yield to him your all. Jesus will accept you when to him you flee. He will grant his blessing more abundantly. More abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have blood and more abundantly. More abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life and more abundantly.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord God. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Dear Father, we are so thankful that you have called us to an abundant life. You have not called us to a life which is common, Lord, or ordinary, but you've called us to a life which is abundant. And Father, we want to meet you and we want to be changed to be extraordinary, just like you are extraordinary. We want to be changed more and more into your likeness, to be more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord God, as we begin this retreat, Lord, that your blessing would be upon everything, Lord. I pray that you would bless the words of every servant who speaks in your name. We pray, Lord God, that the words would go into the heart of all who hear. And we pray, Lord, that it would really yield fruit for your kingdom. We ask this all in your name and for your glory. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Amen.